It is Wednesday, my dudes.
We're live. And what's cool is I'm not going to cut. I'm just going to, since it's going to be short, I'm just going to just put it all out there and not edit shit.
You just do that.
Yeah. So with that being said, welcome to another episode of the Wednesday Pool List, hosted by your two neighborhood friendly nerds. My name is Lex.
My name is Simon.
Simon is practicing to voice a Decepticon in the next Transformers show.
What's up? Yeah, which one? I sound like I had a tracheotomy, and I've got the little voice box thing.
Yeah, you've been smoking. Simultron.
Yeah, I'm a little sick. It's nasal congestion. So you should see the shit that's coming out of my nose, man. It's gross.
That's the thing. Anytime the weather changes, we were talking about this before. I get like deathbed sick, which is weird. And this season, for some reason, I've been getting like these gnarly styes in my eye. And it's just been killing me, man.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Or it's like herpes of the eye, and I'm just having like back-to-back flare-ups.
Gotta quit going to the strip club.
So those Tuesday night strip clubs. Yeah, just
rubbing buttholes on your eyes. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is like I don't have to blow my nose during the day. I don't have a lot of buildup. Mm-hmm. But the first thing I do when I get in the shower in the morning is clear my stuff out, and it is gross.
Yeah. That's so a good feeling, man. There's nothing better than that. It's super gross in the shower.
Yeah. But anyway.
But he's alive, guys. He's quarantining for, is it 14 days? Or are you doing the full?
I only have to quarantine until the test comes back.
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
Because I haven't been in contact with anyone that I'm aware of.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Tuesday night strippers.
So if you know anything about what's going on with us, you've seen social media, and this will be a surprise episode because we said that we were going on hiatus.
Yeah, we were cutting you off cold turkey.
Starting today. Simon, his heart grew three times bigger, and he didn't want to leave you guys. I was like, eh, fuck him.
Yeah,
they're come fine. Back when we come back.
Yeah, it was just kind of we actually last episode was supposed to be our last episode, but we forgot.
And on last episode we said, yeah, we'll just keep it going, never mind. And then I messaged him. I was like, yeah, we're gonna go on the hiatus. We have a lot I personally have a lot going on this month. Christmas is a busy, busy time for me.
Yeah, same. And it's just it'll be easier to kind of plan out what we're going to be doing in January and so on and so forth. So
I didn't want to be like you know what I mean? I just knew that I would be distracted, and then like trying to fit in recording, which is not a big deal, but just like I just knew that I would be distracted.
You say that, and I'm like, I realize I'm scrolling shit on my computer while I'm talking. Yes, distracted, right?
So this episode, we're just gonna chat. We're just gonna talk about some of the things we want to do, and we're just gonna. This is gonna be a full sidebar episode because we don't have any news planned. We didn't read anything.
Read Ellen Page.
Oh yeah, that was that's not weird. Whatever. Not weird. He's cool, yeah. I guess. And I'm gonna say this. I wasn't a fan of Ellen Page before. So
I liked her, but I guess I'll like him too.
I wasn't a fan of Ellen Page before. So we'll see. And it's probably because of the X-Men movies, and I didn't like the X-Men movies, so
yeah.
Maybe I'll give him a chance. Juno was great.
Yeah, Juno is good. I don't know.
It makes me wonder, though, and this is just, this episode's going to be all random, guys. It makes me wonder, though, like, so is he going to go out for male lead roles, though, or is he retiring from the game, or is he still going to play female roles?
I kind of wondered about that. Our friend Garen brought that up, like, as far as the Umbrella Academy, you know, what's going to happen.
Because Vanya is a lady.
Yeah. And I thought, well, I guess it depends on the transition. If he is just trans in the like
the metaphorical identity sense.
Yeah, the identity sense. Not metaphorical. I'm not good. I'm not really good at pronouns and everything like that. I've truly
no one
am.
Is. No,
I,
one yeah, is, man.
I don't care. And good for you. I'm not good at that part. So excuse my ignorance.
Me either. I worked with a very friendly dude. His name was whatever his name was, and a lady's name. It was going through the transition. I had a great time working with him and everything, but it was just always it's something that it being new territory, it just you have to be extra cautious about it, and it just I would slip up and I would be like, hey man, I'm sorry. And then I just started saying, calling everybody dude, which.
Yeah. I feel like dude is
living by that Ninja Turtle life, dog.
Cowabunga. I feel like as long as you, as long as the other person doesn't get offended by the word dude in general, then that's a good.
I called everybody dude. And if somebody gets mad, I'm like, I legitimately call her. I call my mom dude. So
yeah. Why don't you calm down, dude? But anyway, I had brought up the fact that, you know, in Shakespearean times, men used to play women all the time. So I don't see why it would be a big deal.
That's true. And Tu Wong Fu is a good movie, too. You ever seen that movie?
Tu Wong Fu? Uh-uh.
You've never seen that?
No.
It's got... That was a joke for anybody listening. And I do not want to get ripped apart for that one. It was a joke. It was a movie that with Patrick Swayze, Wesley Snipes, and John Leguizamo, they play ladies.
Oh.
they play guys that dress up like ladies. Oh, that was a joke. Like, I'm not insensitive. It was just a joke.
What's that movie with Dennis Hoffman?
Tootsie?
Tootsie, yeah, same thing, right?
that's a weird... I do that easy.
It was on the tip of my tongue, so that's not that weird. You're not that weird. I mean, it's a little strange, but that's fine.
I put the VHS up and just like,
do you mean
how weird is it now?
The best movie of all time?
That way I took my sweatshirt off and I'm wearing my shirt.
This is my lucky shirt.
Oh my God.
We'll see what happens there.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't even been paying attention to news, man. I've been in a deep, depressed state about this being the last episode, and my wife's like, what's the big deal, like you're gonna be back, like she didn't want me to or us to, you know, take a break or whatever, but it's just like we have things that, like you even mentioned last time, that we want to do, and this kind of gives us 2 weeks, not 2 weeks but more time, but like 2 weeks for me is for sit and think about some things, work on some things, same for you, and then 2 weeks to just get all my holiday shit out of the way, and then be better, you know what I mean, and excited to come back rather than a grouch and a Scrooge.
Yeah, and if we don't do any of those things, then whatever. But I think that we've got a few things that we're working on, at least a little bit, start off the year different.
And it might not be big things, you know, just little tweaks. Like I like the, I've been messing with the sound for months now. I like the sound, so I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, I think it sounds good.
There's a few things that I'm going to do as far as the video stuff that comes out, but I guess we can talk about it. This is what this episode is about. So, you know, you watch ESPN as probably as much as I do. But you know, you've seen how they have like the side ticker on some shows, and it goes down like whatever topic they're talking about is highlighted. I want to do that for our videos. So like you obviously can't see what I'm pointing
to. That'd be cool, yeah.
But that way when people are watching, they can just see what we're talking about. I haven't figured out how to do it.
Go like this.
I just get something, I put tape it right here.
Just up and down as we switch back into subjects.
I want to do that, and I want to get back to what because at the beginning when I first started putting these videos out, I would put little GIFs in and pictures and things like that about what we were talking about. I want to get back to doing that.
Yeah, we might have to start recording a little earlier.
Yeah.
Just so you don't have to stay up all night.
Yeah, so maybe stuff like that is something that I'm working on. And like I said, I don't think we should, our mics are good. I don't think that is a problem. I like our sound.
Don't mess with the formula.
Yeah. I want to get like a, and this is just, again, just purely something that I want to do. I think you've seen the notes. I want to, I wrote improve show, but I looked, when I first read it, it said improv show. And I was going to say, I want to start working on the improv show.
It wasn't until you said improve just now that I was like, oh, that doesn't say improv.
I'm going to start working on the improv show. This is news to Simon.
Yeah. No negates. Yes and everything.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, we have like a link tree now with everything. And I just, when I put web, I want to make like a website as like a home just area for all of that nonsense. Not so much like we have this legit, you know, comicbook.com website with all these fancy articles on it. It would legitimately just be our podcast episodes and various links, maybe a tab for our Twitter feed and things like that, which I'm sure I can do on Wix.
Yeah, Wix is really easy.
Whatever the other one is, Squarespace, probably Wix. So I like their format. Yeah. And they have a paid version to get your own domain, which I would not even mess with until leading to this other thing. We want to do a Patreon, and this is not an episode pandering to for money or whatever, but it's like that would be what that would be what Patreon and stuff is for, is like paying for that, paying for other things that we are just kind of offset some of the prices. Like I buy a lot of comic books to talk about things, you know, and Simon buys a lot of figures because that's a main part of our, you know, social media content. Yeah. So that's all it'd be for. Simon and I wouldn't be buying, you know, champagne and pouring it on each other or anything like that.
On each other's butts.
So yeah, and we've been talking about the tiers, man, which is something that I'm, you know, we need to, we have ideas all the time. It's like, yeah, we should do this as a tier. We should do this as a tier. And it's just like, right at this point, we have 1,000 tiers.
Right. That's our 1,000 tiers in the wind. That's our new. We want to make sure that's something of value. So,
yeah.
And I think we both have a tendency to kind of discount ourselves or what we're putting out there as valuable. So, like, you know, it's like, oh, if you're going to spend $5, we want to make sure that you get $5 worth.
Yeah, we're actually probably going to give you more than $5 worth of stuff. Just because.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you said, we discount ourselves, so we end up over-delivering on some things. And I say over-delivering just pure quantity, not necessarily quality.
Right. We're like, what is this?
This is a big old bag of stuff.
Just throw it at somebody's porch.
But yeah, that's what that would be the money, you know? And it's just that we're at a position. We're at a weird position. So we've... Simon joined the podcast, if you've been along for the whole ride, in May 6th. And so we've been doing this for a while now. If you don't know how years work, May 6th next year would be a year. So I'm excited
about that. Thank you for lessons on the Julian calendar.
That's what I'm here for. That's what this episode is about, teaching you stuff. But like... it's crazy. Things have been going so well this past year. We spent a few months on this podcast magazine, Top 50 Podcasts.
Until it got popular.
Until people started noticing it, and then we got the boot. I was on there today. I was like, man, it would be great to be on there this month. And then the last episode of the year, we talk about it, and we're like, we're back on, but we weren't on it.
Oh, well.
But it's okay. We're
on somebody's list.
Yeah, there's a few people that enjoyed it. Even like people had reached out to us whenever I put the thing out that we're going on hiatus, that they didn't want us to. But I talked to pretty much everybody that messaged us about it and explained, like, it's not like we still have a plan to come back very soon, first week of January. So, but yeah, the Patreon thing, I think it's gonna be something simple, I think. Yeah. To start out,
I don't know if y'all have noticed. I don't know what to do with my hands when we're talking.
I have a Rubik's Cube underneath the camera that I'm
solving.
I'm usually solving it. never solving it. It's always just a jumble. It's like a fidget spinner, pretty much for me. Fidget cube. I don't know, man. What kind of things do you want to do new? Like, I just want to have like a kind of a fresh outtake. Like, I've already asked you to ask your wife to.
I'm just sorry, I pulled my mic off the...
Make some tunes.
I'm sorry.
No worries, man. This is uncut.
Yeah.
This is a BTS episode.
Yeah, I have this mic stand. I guess it wasn't all the way put under my cabinet here. It just, like, fell off. There we go. Clang, clang, boom.
The audio listeners are going to get a real behind the scenes. I'm not cutting any of the shit, so I'm legitimately going to.
That's fine. Yeah.
I'm going to press download and put that shit straight on Anchor.
You're getting the BTS.
Mainly because people didn't even think we were having an episode this week.
Yeah, so it's going to be a surprise drop. They're going to be like, what's this?
Oh my gosh, they're back. Psych.
Psych, you suck. We're going to work on the theme song. I think we might do a little melody of it. I've been thinking about it. I can't sing it right now because of my voice, but
you could probably do it in your voice right now. not do it right now, but like record it in your voice.
It's Wednesday, my dudes.
It'd be great. I like that. I just think it's funny. I always thought that was funny, and then it just so happens that we have.
Yeah. We were thinking, like, leave the original clip, but turn the end part, like the scream, into a melody. Like, I'll sing that part. Oh, I thought that'd be cool. Kind of funny. So we're going to work on that pretty soon. It won't take her long, I don't think. Sure. We just have to sit down and do it. And then with the toy photography, I think that's going to be one of our Patreon things, is just making postcards or trading cards or whatever, whatever you want to call it.
Man, I think trading cards would be cool.
Yeah.
I think it would be very, very cool.
I want to make them big enough to where you can actually appreciate the image.
Yeah.
But I could do, yeah, anyway. So that's one thing I'm kind of thinking, some prints like that. I don't know, man. I just want to be better. I just want to be good.
Same.
And I think we've got a pretty good formula, and I think people like us. So
it has been working. So there really is no reason to change. We just kind of want to continue to grow. It's not that we
spice.
Yeah, it's not that we want to change anything we were doing. Actually, we've changed middle. Like I said, Simon joined in May, and that's when I feel like the podcast really started. Me and Merv did it before, but it was extremely random, and we would miss weeks at a time. And we haven't missed a week since. Since we started. So it's been amazing. And again, just doing that alone, we've gotten some decent followers, not followers, just people that listen. we're not a cult yet.
Yeah.
Except I'm just like, search, like I said, I should search the other day, how to build a cult. It's I probably shouldn't type that in my computer.
The one thing I'm going to miss, and I'm not going to post anything on our Instagram right now.
Yeah.
But I am going to miss, I get a way more likes on our Instagram than I do on mine. So if you don't,
maybe it'll
mind.
Change. And we are going to try to funnel some of that stuff back to yours, because I feel like Instagram is just something that I don't like to use really, man. It's one of those things that's like, for content, it's necessary if you want to, like, you know, promote and grow. Mm-hmm. But it's all like robotic, man.
It's really weird, because I mean, we've talked about this before. You see some people, there's one guy, Respect the Fet, I think his name is, something like that. He does amazing toy photography, and we're talking, and this is a lot still, but he only gets like $4.99.
Yeah.
Where you see somebody like D Amazing, who is also a good photographer, I would not put him in league with this guy. This other guy, Respect the Fet, I think that's his name, is to me like Sergeant Banana caliber.
Yeah.
But anyway, and I'm not, please, D Amazing, if you listen to this, which I know you don't,
typing an angry letter right now.
Yeah. He's still very talented, and I like the fact that he does everything without Photoshop. But it's just amazing to see somebody get like, D Amazing gets like 3,000 likes, you know. Yeah. And this other guy gets not that many.
Yeah. And some of those guys don't even use hashtags or anything like that. It's just weirdly robotic. No, and it's
a Bulbasaur's Fet.
Hmm. It's just, I'm an old school social media kind of guy. I spend most of my time talking shit on Twitter. It's the Wild Wild West. You can't be on there if you are sensitive.
Desperado.
Because people will hurt your feelings on there. You will get canceled immediately if you say anything, you know, stupid, and then they sense weakness, they'll attack you
like rabid dogs.
Yeah, I love it. It's personally, I've been on it since it first came out, and like with mine, it's like a lot of people do with social media, like my personal one, you try to make it like curated, you know, living my best life and stuff. But then when I created the Wednesday Pool one, just 100%, just all the nerdy shit that I want to think about, all the nerdy shit, opinions that I have, I just put it out there. And it's just like the best time I've had on any social media. So I love it. So that's where I spend most of my time. Like, I wish that we had a bigger following on that, because I really like, I enjoy talking to people on there. And yeah, I get into nerd arguments with geeks.
It seems like you get closer to certain people. You've talked, we've gotten blocked by famous people. We've gotten followed by famous people.
Rob Liefeld blocked us. Dean Cain blocked us. It's like, These are people that I would and never in my life would have imagined would even be in the same. Like, obviously, it's not like a personal hate. I probably said something. They're just like, fuck that guy, block.
You know I mean? But like, how? You know what I mean? I don't know.
And John Cena, I tweeted about John Cena, how excited I was and how much I love his acting. Because I really do. I genuinely think he's hilarious. Like,
yeah, his acting is.
Not even talking about wrestling. You know, a lot of people say they hate him because I don't even give a shit about wrestling. So I think his acting is hilarious. Not necessarily like he's not a comedian. He's not like a A-list actor.
He's a big dude that's funny because he's a big ass dude and he doesn't play to that.
Yeah, he usually plays sensitive or something, or, you know, something like that. He's hilarious. And I tweeted about that, and he followed us.
He's like, I need the praise.
I tweeted about my love for Sergeant Slaughter. As a younger fan of wrestling, he was a big deal in the 90s. And then he was a character on G.I. Joe, which I loved.
Yeah, that's where I knew him from.
I was talking about him. He followed us. Dean Cain. I hurt his feelings.
Oh, well.
I called him Slaughter. it was one of those pictures like, who is this? Wrong answers only. And I said Superman, because that's not Superman. And someone was like, well, that he does play Superman. I was like, and then underneath I said, well, he's not Superman, it's a bizarro common mistake. And then like 15 minutes later, block.
I don't like that.
Rob Liefeld, I notoriously talk bad about Rob Liefeld.
Well, because he's the worst. He's somehow snuck his way into some kind of success.
He cares, man. That's the thing. On Twitter, he cares. He'll block people. And I'm just like, come on, man. I'm just a guy. Be on the show. I would love to have you on the show.
Yeah, let's talk shit together.
All right. I can't draw feet either. We have that in common.
Yeah.
I really get sued by him. See, on Twitter, I've actually been able to form some sort of relationship. I don't know. It's new. It's new to me. Being, I don't know, having something that people give a shit about our opinion on.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then that in turn leads to the podcast. I think that leads to a lot of interaction with the podcast. And then, I don't know. Instagram is weird. I don't know. It's too methodical. You have to be like, you have to post at the right time with the right hashtag. You also have to engage with a certain amount of people a day. And
you got to have butts and boobs.
Yeah. I just don't care about it. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard for me to do it and like care about it. Like, there's sometimes like since I don't care about it, I wanted to just have like a super curated feed. That's the only thing I cared about. You know what I mean? I just wanted it to, when people saw it, it looked a certain way. But even then, I just like wouldn't care about it. Like, you even messaged me the other day, like, hey, man, you're going to post this? And I was like, I guess I forgot. Because I don't feel like I have any genuine interactions. The people that come and have nerd conversations with me on Instagram are just like super butthurt dudes that just could get extremely pissed off about stuff.
Yeah.
And I can't tell if people are, if it's like 12 year olds or something, I don't want to talk like real shit to like 12 year olds.
Yeah, and it's weird. We've had people in our community kind of jump into those where it's like, we know them.
Which is cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's just funny when you see this person, it's just like, no, well, you're wrong. And it's nice to have that like kind of defense. But in the end, it's like, what's the point?
Yeah. Well, see, even the one you're talking about, that guy was fighting, like the guy in our community, shout out to Captain Amazing Man. Obviously, again, we can't be everywhere. So, like, we posted the thing, and then he kind of was like, oh, hey, I don't think he was saying this. And then the guy got butthurt, and then he was like, well, you're wrong. I think he was trolling for the way I read it, is he was trolling. The guy kept doing it, and he kept going. And eventually, he was like, all right, man, you're wrong, but let's stop. And he was like, no, you're saying I'm wrong because this and this and this. And he said, okay. There's no point. It's not even fun anymore.
Yeah, you got farther than me. Anytime somebody's trolling on the internet, I'll get like three sentences in. I'm like, oh, this is a fight. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, I deleted it. I was just like, I don't want that. And it's dumb, man. Because at the end of the day, my argument is I'm a fan of the medium. I am. I would say I'm a hardcore fan. I like to know all the little details about all the characters and things like that. Like
the hardcore.
Hardcore comics. Softcore. Like heavy metal. But I also am very aware that it's all make-believe.
Right.
And at any given chance, any character can do anything because they're not real. Right. And so, like, my go-to, and that's what pisses people off on Twitter, is it's like, we'll go into back and forth. And I'm like, hey, man, listen, they're not real. Yeah. Like, what's your real argument to that?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, can Thor beat Hulk? You know what? Maybe. And also, Hulk can beat Thor, because guess what? They're not fucking real.
Yeah, somebody wrote that somewhere. You could say, if you wanted to, you could say that Deadpool is probably the most powerful comic book character ever, because he knows that he's in a comic book. Like, he has self-awareness.
Yeah. She-Hulk does too, sometimes.
Nerd.
It's just one of those things, man. And I built our whole TikTok. So I realized that I had a knack for pissing nerds off about fighting, about who wins what. So I built our whole TikTok, you know, account off of, like, fights. Who would win this, who would win that, or whatever. And then so now all it is just me responding to people are like, hey, who would win between this? And I give my opinion, and then just outrage. Outrage, mm-hmm. outrage, outrage. I'm just like, I don't care. People ask me my opinion, I give it. Like, sure, yes, I may be wrong, but they're not real. So it doesn't really matter. Oh, it's so great. It's like, who would win a fight? Abraham Lincoln or George Washington? Like, those guys are real. But even
Abraham Lincoln, man, he was a wrestler.
Yeah. And he had those big, he killed vampires.
Yeah, he's long and gangly.
And they, you know, George Washington had, you know, he didn't have wooden teeth. He had
horse teeth.
No, I thought, from what I read recently, is that he pulled the teeth out of slaves and put them in his mouth. I was just
I've heard a mix. I've heard the horse teeth, slave teeth.
This guy was a monster, man. Yeah. I'm not crapping on the U.S. Shout out to the U.S. We live here.
Shout out to the U.S. is like, thank you, somebody. Everybody talks about how much they hate America.
Shout out to the U.S. of A. We live here. We have a podcast here. It's we're just trying to get that Joe Rogan money, dog. That's the real reason why we want to improve the podcast, because I want to make a living talking to Simon. That's the American nice. Dream. Talking nice. To my best bud and getting paid a lot of money to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I love what I do, but I would definitely prefer
just talk. Right. Oh, man. And so we talked about the Patreon. We're going to do the Patreon. We're going to have like a, I want to do like a, so I figured like it's different. There's two of us. I'm not saying that we would try to take a cut out of like trying to make this. I think any money that we made would just go into allocated like, hey, so this, first of all, the website needs to be paid for that. And then everything else, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was like, I got fuzzy. Yeah.
You burped and you turned fizzy.
And so I would have like a, maybe a $1 tier, just to be like, hey, we like what you're doing. Here's $1.
That sounds good.
And it's like, you don't get anything. You get like a, you get our gratitude. Simple. Yeah. So the dollar is not shit, man. $12 a year.
It's like a tip.
That's nothing. You know what I mean? It's I'm like, pretty sure I can get my mom to do that. She'd probably do more.
She's like, here's $100. I just love it.
Oh, man. But yeah, so that, and then, you know, maybe 5, 10. I don't want to get too crazy. I don't get too crazy, because if it does, not saying I expect it to, but if, what if it just randomly took off? And it was like, I can't keep up with like mailing out all this shit. And I wouldn't, you have like a full-time real job. I wouldn't want you to have to worry about any of that stuff.
Yeah, but we have like a mail thing at work, so it wouldn't be hard for me.
We need to look into, Patreon has a lot of things integrated in. So like, they also have things like, kind of like, you know, the print on demand stuff. Mm-hmm. You sell it for a markup of the cost, and then you get markup or whatever, or, and they take like 2% or something like that, right?
Yeah.
They have a thing where you're, if you're a certain tier, you get a mug, and they distribute it. They don't, you don't have to do anything. You just get your cut of it, and they, you know, take theirs off the top. So it could be something we look into. Speaking of print on demand, we sold some shirts for Black Friday, dog. Nice. And a hoodie.
Shirts and a hoodie.
That's nuts.
I was gonna buy one, but I was broke.
I got a discount code for, I could put it in there, whatever you.
Okay.
Just, I actually, no, I could just order us samples so we get it at cost.
Either or.
Yeah. I was just playing with it. And I was like, oh, it's Black Friday. I was just trying this thing. I could put a discount code in there. And then I sent it to some of the homies. And somebody bought a hoodie. That hoodie was expensive.
That's cool. I would not be surprised if it shows up at my house as a Christmas present.
I own a box of shirts outside my house. I'm like, goddamn.
That has totally happened to me before. For 2012, you remember the monkey that I made for 2012 in the spacesuit? Yeah. I'd put that up for sale on my DeviantArt. Excuse me, going through puberty. And someone bought a mug.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling my girlfriend at the time, it's like, oh man, somebody bought a mug. That's badass. Like thinking this is going to start rolling.
Yeah.
Got it for Christmas.
I bought every single one of those shirts.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Good times. You know, if in retrospect, that account's still up. My Facebook page is still up. I don't have access to it. I don't know how to get access to it. I don't know. I don't think you were connected to it either.
Anymore. No, not the 2012.
So if we're talking about 2012, guys, years ago. This is over a decade ago.
It was like, 2010, I guess. It was a couple of years before 2012.
Yeah, it would be stupid to call it a, it's a stupid name in general. We tried to dabble in a shirt. It was just like a whole brand thing. And I wish that I could go back in time and just be like, hey, you guys should call it the Wednesday Pull List and just keep it going.
Yeah.
Just keep it going.
Do something that you know about.
Yeah. Instead of just like all this, it was just random shit. And some great designs from it. I still have like two or three of those shirts. I don't know what happened to the other ones.
They're all right. I'll never forget when we were at the bar and I was wearing a shirt that I'd gotten from, I can't remember. It's not Redbubble, but it's something like that. And it was just like a random design. And you were wearing one of the shirts with our designs on there. And one of our friends from high school, we were like, yeah, we're starting this clothing company. He was like, do y'all make that shirt? Pointing at me. And I was like, no, this is from this show. He was like, oh. And you were like, this is one of our shirts. He was like, yeah, but that one's better. Like, that one's better than that shirt. And I was like, cool, man. Thanks, you dickhead.
But now we got something. Instead of like, the podcast is what it is. And everything else is
this is my favorite project we've done so far.
Successful one. And I'm going to tell you a secret right now. And Simon's going to be like, God damn it. My intention, my sole intention for the podcast is to get it as popular as possible, become nerd household names, so a very small sector of society, and then work on our book. I have never let that go. We've had many projects, but one is very dear to my heart, and I will never let it go. We created a comic book years and years ago based off of our friend Pat, who's a weird and eccentric and just the kindest soul and the most amazing person you'd ever meet. And they're so random. And you can't explain how random it is. So we started toying with this idea of why? Why is he so random? Maybe he's from the future. And then we just spiraled. Like our podcasts do when Simon and I are talking, it just spirals into nonsense.
Right.
And then you add in our other friend, Jeremy, who is even worse about like spiraling nonsense. And then we created a comic book.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I think we were just, I'm not saying that I'm mature now, but like back then, I just think I was so immature. And like, I didn't really give a shit about stuff. I was more cared about drinking and grabbing butts and stuff like that.
Me too.
But I've never let it go. I talk about it all, and Simon will attest to this, every couple of months, shit, probably every couple of weeks, I say something about Fantastic because it's part of me, man.
Fantastic is our holy grail.
It's our baby. It's going to, even if, you know, I'm saying, even if it doesn't get picked up, even if it's just like a thing that the people that listen to the podcast are like, yes, we love you guys. We want to support you guys. And if it's just those people read it, then I'd be happy with it.
Yeah.
So down the pipeline, At some point, we're going to do that shit.
Maybe we can release issue zero as a Patreon. Oh, yeah. It's in black and white.
Or a giveaway.
Yeah, we could do that.
Because I want to do giveaways. And so, like, people, because it's not the most coherent story. So maybe we could get it. Maybe we can send it in and get it graded by CGC, right? So then you would get a slabbed copy of the first appearance of Patastic. That's actually, I actually want to do that for myself.
I don't know any of the words you just said. So
when people get comic books graded, you see them in the slabs, like the
plastic thing.
Okay, encased books. It's called slabs. And you send them in, some nerd thumbs through it with their gloves and it's like, ah, there's an imperfection here, and they, you know, they send it back with a grade, which, and you know, keeps it sealed and keeps it in that, you know, so you can resell it later. So that way it would be sealed. They don't have to worry about our shoddy story.
Yeah, they don't have to read it. <It's>
just... They're gonna be like, oh man. And then if it does, what if, you know, not even saying this, not saying we have the next Walking Dead, but
lofty dreams, man.
What if it gets popular? I always have lofty dreams.
Shoot for the moon, man.
Shoot for the moon, man. And if we do half of the stuff, then I think it's a success. And at the end of the day, if it's just, and this is how I explain to my wife, at the end of the day, if it's just you and I talking every Tuesday, then I'm having fun.
Same here. Like, this has never been like a, it's an if thing. Like anything that comes from it, it's like, oh, that's cool, you know.
Yeah,
but we enjoy it, so it's not, yeah, like
my family's not living on the streets, you know,
right,
on the hopes that we get picked up by some huge syndication.
People at my job can tell when I had a podcast the night before because I'm always tired on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Yeah, tired, I'm usually kind of a little hungover.
I'm usually kind of grumpy on Wednesdays. Good times, man. Good times. Yeah. As far as giveaways, we were talking about giveaways. Giveaways, I don't know, man. Some people do it. Like, there's been some. I go to Half Price Books all the time, and I see great stuff.
I've got some of these I could throw into the giveaway pile. Yeah. Some old, not worth a lot, but
it's just cool to have. Free. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I have a ton of books as far as like graphic novels and trades and stuff like that. And then we have stickers. Like, you have stickers from stuff that you worked on personally. You have pins. We have, you know, we could throw in a print. Again, it's free. So people, you know, maybe when we come back, we'll do a January giveaway.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into the get that slide copy of Patastic. Where would we get it printed at?
What size are comic books usually? Are they printed on 11 by 17?
I should know that.
I think they're bigger than that, actually.
I should know that. Comic book. Sorry for the click clacking, guys.
But if they want them, if they're
BTS, 6.875 by 10.438.
They're smaller.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, I could probably get one printed.
That'd be cool, man.
I was thinking about that. I worked at that print shop for like over a year, and I every day I was like, oh, I need to bring Patastic up here. Never did.
And they love you up there. You're like Ben Wyatt with those. You remember, you watched the Parks and Recreation
accounting firm? Yeah, you're like that guy. It really is like that. I even did the same thing. I was like, I need my job. And they were like, yeah, come on down.
Did you hear Simon's coming back? You're like, yeah, never mind.
That's exactly what happened. 6 months later, I found another job. Oh, love that job, though. They're good people.
We just basically wanted to get on here and chat and talk to you guys. And now it's only 3 weeks that we'll be away.
Yeah. So,
really not that long at all.
Yeah. Go on at Simeon Toast, at Simon Toast, and like all my shit so I can get sponsored by Extreme Sets or something.
That would be so sick. What's cool about that is that I like the taking off a month for as far as the Wednesday pull account, because now coming back in January, I can just go back in December and then repost your post from December. So it's always like you aren't competing with the post of Wednesday pull list.
Oh yeah. I mean, the main reason I started posting on both is just because it was, you were like, you know, you would be like, oh, did you do a new one or whatever? And that was when I wasn't taking that many pictures. I'd take a few. Now I take a shit ton.
Yeah.
excuse me. But anyway, yeah, I don't really think it's competing at all because it's totally different audiences. Yeah. Like, I'm talking to my friends and family on this one and like nerd people on this
for
one.
Now,
but either way.
For now.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to take to make that Instagram work. I don't know.
I don't know. That's why I've started diversifying. I don't know if anybody saw, some in our community have seen. I got like toy photography spot of the day on toynewsy.com, which was kind of cool.
Oh, I need to post that. I need to post that on Twitter.
It didn't really, doesn't mean a lot, but it was neat.
It's cool.
And I post stuff on Reddit every once in a while. I'm too afraid to put my Instagram handle on Reddit, though. I don't want people to... The whole thing about Reddit is anonymity. Yeah. I don't want them to know who I am.
Yeah. You know, so Twitter is... 3 years ago, they had this verification request form or whatever that you could fill out. But they took it away so that... I guess too many people were asking for it. But they're bringing it back now. It's been 3 years. And I'm just like, man, that'd be cool.
Blue check.
That'd be cool. Get that blue check and I could retire. No, but like a big factor in getting those things is like articles written about you, you being featured on websites. And so that counts as one.
Yeah. The funny thing about that site is they were like, check out Simon's A Desert Storm.
Desert, yeah.
I was like
that's a cool name, Simon.
Like, where did that name come from? I didn't say that on Instagram. But I guess I put my social media host when I joined the forum because I was like, I mean, my social media handle or whatever, because I really didn't even know how they got that.
Yeah,
I was sitting cool, there thinking about it. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's cool. That's cool, man. So just be on the lookout for some of the stuff we got going on. Go to Simon Toast. Keep him elevated. Well, I don't know. I might start posting some stuff next week or something.
You know
what that means. on ours, but it won't be any, it'll be like random facts or anything or something like that, just to make sure the account doesn't die. I don't know how that works, man.
Once a week, maybe.
Yeah, just to keep it, just to keep stuff. Well, I'm going to do the pull list tomorrow, so.
Yeah, cool.
That'll count as the one post for this week.
Cool.
Yeah. We also have a Discord, which is actually pretty good. It has its ups and downs. Sometimes it's crazy quiet. Sometimes it's like a lot.
Yeah.
To keep up with.
But I mean, that's kind of how it goes. We realize everybody has a real life. And
shit. Yeah. So I'm in there a lot. And even I'm like, there's whole days where I don't even look at it.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a life and you like talking about nerd stuff, then join our Discord. Just talking to the void. I will reach out.
We can talk about comics. We got sub things for comics, sub things for nerd debates, sub things for toy.
Yeah, stuff. Dr. George was making fun of me when I first invited you and him and everybody to it. He's just like, man, why do you have so many categories? And I was just like, dude, because we can go on rants about the smallest things. And it's like, we have a wrestling one. Some people are wrestling fans. I think there's like six or seven in our community that are hardcore wrestling fans, like buy pay-per-views and shit. I'm like, I know that I don't want to talk about wrestling.
Right. But it's a community.
But it's a community, and they are in our community, and I want them to have a place. I want it to be like a nerd place. And like Star Wars, I want to have a place that we can talk about Star Wars. Maybe not everybody watched Star Wars, you know? I have an anime section, which I'm scared to talk to. I don't want to be like a nerd. I love it, man. Yeah. Put that in for myself.
Remind me.
Like, damn, this is the area nobody messes with.
Yeah, anime is something that I really enjoy too, but I'm always like a little ashamed of how much.
Yeah, that's
like
me. I'm just like, yeah, I'll put a Dragon Ball Z gif in there. Everybody likes Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, man.
But I don't even watch Dragon Ball Z. Well,
the problem with anime, I'll just put it out there. I think the problem with anime is that there's always like too much fan service. So there's
You're talking about breasts.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool shit, and then some schoolgirl with big tits like falls on somebody's face, and that's the moment that your wife walks in the room, and it's
weird. It's always just like weird moans and groans, and
so I have this
every
great
time
story.
My wife walks in, she's just like, god damn, this is what you watch. You're a weirdo pervert.
I have a great story about G Gundam. It was when I can't remember the main character's name, but he had his little chick that followed him around anywhere. Well, there was one episode, you know, how the ring came down and put him in the body suit when they were going to fight or whatever.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, she was in Shining Gundam and the ring comes down and she's just like, screaming. And my dad was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, literally, he turned around because he was concerned because he didn't know what I was watching. It was a little much.
One of my favorite gifts, it's a meme, and it has nothing to do with like fan service horny guys or anything, but it's like the History of Trunks OVA or whatever, the movie. And it's like whenever Gohan dies and he's laying in the puddle and there's rain falling on him. So this guy posts a picture of him watching it on YouTube and then shows a text message from his dad. He's like, are you fucking crying?
Why are you crying so loud?
I love it because I'm like, that represents me to the T.
Why are you crying so loud?
Oh, my God. So just be on the lookout for that. If you want to hang out and talk to us, I wanted to make the Discord essentially because like I do hate social media as far as like
100%
what it is. Like I know we need it to grow and things like that. I get it as a tool.
It's like fire, you know, you use it to cook shit, but it can also burn you.
Yeah, you don't want to touch it and you don't want to touch your privates with it. Like social media, you don't put your privates on social media.
Don't.
But it's like, you know, I realize it's a tool that we need, especially in the podcast space. That's one of the only ways that people, because we can record, and if we don't put it out there, it'd just be me and Tom and talking to each other. But so I wanted to create a place that's like, one, people that actually listen to us, which right now we started out with a few people, just like some other podcasts that we know. And then some of our friends, which our actual friends don't ever talk in there. They're just like, we join us, support. And it's like, we don't need support. If you want to talk, talk. So we started out with some of those people. But then we randomly get people. And maybe, you know, those people, it is weird joining like something like that and just like putting yourself out there. So I get it. So people need to warm up to it. But I wanted to create a space that people that actually listen to our podcast can actually, you know, engage with us. Rather than like social media, like, hey man, you look at, you know, watch my podcast or listen to my podcast and I'll listen to yours. It's like, I'm not
gonna follow stuff is kind of like,
I'm not gonna listen to your podcast about ghosts. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. I appreciate you have a podcast, but I don't want you to listen to my podcast. Not in a gatekeeping way, but you don't give a shit about it, man. I don't ask my wife to listen.
It's kind of like Twitch was when we were all doing that. It's just
follow,
but it's like, okay, it's just a bunch of the same people supporting, not spending money because they're not there for that.
It is the people, the only people that are following you are those people. So you really essentially don't have any followers. It's the same thing as zero.
It's a big giant circle jerk.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing as zero. You don't have any support. You don't have anything.
If you look at it from a bird's eye view, it's a zero.
Yeah, zero. I'm just, you know, so I want to create a space we could all, you know, interact with people, and I'm okay with it being small. I didn't expect the people to join, which is what
she said.
That is what she said. I'm okay with it being, you know, tiny and just, you know, it works for me.
Just minuscule, just the smallest thing.
It's small, but it gets the job done.
Yeah, yeah. That's the size of the boat.
Now, we have nothing to talk about on this episode, which this episode's actually as long as our other episodes.
I was just thinking the same thing. I was like, this episode's going to last forever.
My wife is in there playing Bugsnacks, and I was like, oh, I'm going to be there for 30 minutes if you hear her crying.
She's playing?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's a dumb game, but she likes it.
I got some fun news. I got a Gomez figure on the first run, right?
Doug, you got it.
Yeah, that crimson one.
Oh, hell yeah. I didn't know you were going to pull the trigger.
Yeah, man, I just had to. So I could, like, resell that shit right now for $275. Somebody's already trying.
That's fucking nuts.
I'm not going to, but it's cool. And I got the Ninja Batman Sendoku edition Figma for $75.
Is that in, or did you just get it?
I got it in. I was messing with it today. I'll post some pictures when I get them. But I've got some fun pictures coming up. So
hell yeah! What are you? I've been staring at that. I watched Marvel 616, the first episode. Yeah, and it's about Japanese Spider-Man, which made me love that character so much more because you get to see the actor's perspective. And,
The
actor, how they talked about it, man.
Such a sweet dude.
Oh my god, I almost I got teary eyed a few times. Like when he was talking about his dad, I was just like, oh man, I can't watch this. This is fucking sad, man.
It's so nice. Yeah.
It made me love the character even more. And then I was staring at the figure online. I was like, I'm gonna buy this shit.
Get it, dude.
I'll wait till January. I know that if I made a purchase like that, I would get my throat slit.
Well, yeah. Like I said, I mean, I'm not in the best place to be buying a bunch of shit.
You don't have kids. That's a huge difference.
It also, it's one of those things. It's like, okay, if I don't get this now,
it'll be.
I'm not gonna get it. It's not gonna be there.
Or it's gonna be, $300.
Yeah. So I'll get it for, with shipping, $104,
which is significantly cheaper than what you would have got it for.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, man. This was good. This was a good random episode. Sorry if you're listening and you expected a. This is nothing. This is just a farewell episode. We wanted to explain some things to you guys. We're basically taking time off to work on some things.
We're taking a break to work on ourselves.
Tiny improvements of the show. Hopefully, I just want to make tiny but like noticeable improvements. So they're working on the song. That's one. One improvement. We're back.
And then we're one back. Is better than none.
Yeah. I'm excited. If you want to support us until then, go to Simon's page, Sime on Toast on Instagram. And that's where all of Simon's toy photography will continue there.
Yeah. And if you didn't understand that, Simon Toast, you can always follow a link through. I usually tag myself in any toy photography I post on Wednesday polls. So
yeah, and anything that I reposted onto our story. So if you follow us on Instagram, it's on our story. You can just go straight through that. And if you have a TikTok, if you're in that realm, you can follow us on there. We're about to hit. I want to say today. By the time you listen to this, I think we'll hit 10,000 on there, which is nuts.
Dang.
So that's good, which is insane to me. So if we can if we can translate any of those people into podcast listeners, we'd be okay. Or if we sold one shirt to all of those people, we'd be all right.
One shit.
Yeah.
I've got some pretty good views on TikTok too.
And you're just starting. It's something that I've been on it for a while. And barely, I struck gold with one post that had like 1,000,000+ views randomly.
Yeah.
And I've been riding that wave. It's been trickling in.
Trickling, riding it. I don't know why I said that. That's trickling like a golden shower.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
It wouldn't be an episode if you didn't say something crass.
I don't know why the hell I said that.
Oh, man. Oh,
shit. But we wanted to say goodbye to everybody.
At least you can also join our Discord. The link is in any of our episodes, probably since we started the Discord. So you can join through that, or you can hit us up if you want to. So that's it. I think those are all the. And we're on Twitter. So if you want to talk shit, if you don't follow us on Twitter yet, you should, because it gets fun on there.
Yeah.
So that
being said, we're gonna go cry.
We will be back. What day is it?
I don't know. I was thinking about it. I can't say January 1 because I don't think that's the actual day.
What's the first? It's 2021.
January 5th.
We will be back. Well, y'all will see us and hear us January 6th.
Yeah.
That's Wednesday. So January 6th, 2021. It's going to be a fresh year for everybody. The coronavirus, which I'm not supposed to say it for YouTube reasons, but
gonna be gone.
It'll be completely gone, and our new episode will usher in the new wave of health for all of you guys.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. It'll still be around till next year. So
yeah, we're gonna do it live.
Yeah, I can't wait. We do. That's not anything we have planned or anything we're seriously working on, but I do want to do that at some point.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
When the world's normal.
For sure.
Yeah. Thanks, guys, for joining us. Sorry we're taking some time off. It's like a double-edged sword. You know what I mean? Like, we've been going good with momentum, but I also know that a slight break, 3 weeks isn't that big of a deal. A slight break would be good and come back refreshed. Yeah. Missing it a little bit.
For sure.
So, with that being said, we are circling the drain one last time in 2020, this amazing year. Terrible year. Great year for us.
Podcast-wise. Yeah, it's been fun. Thanks for listening to our podcast while you're all in quarantine.
Yeah. And I hope no one died listening to this podcast. Oh, actually, that'd be kind of cool.
That's the last listen.
All right, guys. We will see you next year. That's cool. It's cool to say.
Signing off. Robot voice.
Oh, bye, guys.